I'm joined now by Mark Garrison and Dan Pashman. They are the hosts of the Sporkful podcast, and that's a show devoted to food and all things food related. And they're also frequent guests here on this show. And today we're going to talk about airplane food, how to actually eat well on a plane. And Mark, you've recently done some globetrotting, I understand.
I had a couple of trans-Pacific flights, and I was actually lucky enough to fly for part of it on foreign carriers through like a code share. And so if you compare to like U.S.-based carriers, they have some really odd practices in aviation. So if you purchase a ticket, you actually have a seat. It's not kind of the one that's like, I hope I don't get bumped kind of thing like that. So you'll actually be able to travel. And if you want a drink, an alcoholic beverage, they just kind of give it to you. And they'll even give you another one later, and they won't be mad or think there's anything different about that.
So that sounds like socialism.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like the sound of that one bit.
And they actually have food.
Yes, yeah. Not, I mean, it's not fantastic food, but you know, and again, like when we're talking about airplane food, I'm talking about coach, like the place where I and most people that we would know fly.
So did you glean any insights from your travels?
I guess where you would start is you're going to be asked what to drink. That's typically the first cart that's going to roll past you. So I say always ask nicely for the first can unopened. So that way you can stash it for later if you need to. And juice they will usually pour from a large carton, so they're not going to let you have the whole carton. I have not actually asked.
Okay.
Maybe Dan tried that. But like, so in this case, I would say the ideal order would be a glass of juice of your choice plus a can of club soda. That way you can have your orange juice or your apple juice or whatever you like, and then you have the option to make it sparkle. So you can get like a little variety out of one roll of the cart. So because I feel like variety is important because you may only get, depending on how long the flight is, you may only get one shot at a beverage. So if you can get something that can be mixed or combined, I feel like that helps a lot.
Right. So what about the food? Should you attempt to eat it or don't bother?
If you're on a flight where you are getting something beyond, you know, peanuts or pretzels, a couple things. First off, I have been told, granted by somewhat biased people, that if you order kosher food, if you specify in advance a kosher meal, that you're liable to get better food because the handling requirements involved. But I, in general, would say when given the option, go with something vegetarian.
Yeah,
because you know, you don't need to be the biggest Michael Pollan fan to agree that the animals that end up in airplane food did not lead happy lives.
I would say that can be a good strategy, but I generally warn people against, if you're not a vegetarian, choosing the veggie meal ahead of time, because often, sometimes, you will get the just kind of boring steamed vegetables and like a rubbery piece of bread. So I would say, you know, if you're not vegetarian, try and go for something that might be vegetarian, but is not necessarily the vegetarian choice. So I think like sauce-based dishes. The other thing I would say is that if you have been given a snack beforehand, bag of pretzels, bag of peanuts, I would hang on to it and save it for the main dish because you can actually crumble that onto your main to add texture and flavor. I find crumbled pretzel is good on a variety of meats, and nuts do pretty well in salads and stir fries and some pasta dishes. So think of everything you're given as a potential condiment to increase the, you know, or let's say decrease the badness of the actual main dish you're getting.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go all the way. What about just bringing your own entirely?
Oh, that's always a good idea. Yeah. So if you don't feel like paying that extra or you don't feel like, you know, dragging that on, then, you know, go ahead and get the meal. And I would say even if you brought something, go ahead and get the meal, and there might be something good in there. There are often some decent desserts, even on really, really otherwise bad meals. You can tend to sometimes get like an actual soft brownie or like an interesting cookie like that. It's happened.
There was a make-your-own sundae bar on a Virgin Atlantic flight
really?
I was on, and that was in coach.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not make-your-own, but a cart came through, and you would pick your ice cream.
You're
you
kidding.
Could point to different candies, and they put it on top. And they had bottles of Jameson and Bailey's. They were just pouring shots for after the meal.
This is a flight to Vegas?
Like, no.
I don't know if this happens
really.
Every day.
This is a flight to London on Virgin Atlantic.
Well, that's another thing that it makes me – well, first of all, you feel like you're infantilized when you're sitting there, right? You know, because you're sort of strapped in like you are in a car seat if you're a toddler or baby. And you're
–
yeah. And you're eating kind of bland, mushy-ish food. And you're kind of grateful for what you're given, and you don't really have much autonomy in making or not making your own food. So – you know, do you think that you just lower your standards? Do you guys find that you lower your standards?
Oh, you absolutely do, yeah, because you're hungry and you're not getting off this thing for 6 hours or 4 hours or 8 hours or 12 hours if you're going across the Pacific. So you do have to do that.
Huh.
Yeah, and I would say, Madeline, to your point, I think that you're right that the extraordinarily low expectations that we have for airplane food are probably airplane food's best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason why half of it seems edible. And but one thing that I really like about it is I love stuff that comes in all separate compartments. I just like how there's all these cute little
containers. It's like
little
a bento containers. Box, but not delicious.
Exactly. Yeah. And Mark's right that you can have a lot of fun by combining and
sure.
cross-pollinating those different compartments. And so I would encourage people to be creative. Even if that doesn't actually make it taste better, it'll make your meal more fun.
And it'll pass the time.
That's right.
All right. Dan Pashman and Mark Garrison, they're the hosts of The Sporkful. It's a podcast, a show devoted to food and all things food related, which you can get at sporkful.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Madeline.
Thanks.